Over the past half century or so, the number of women in the workplace has been steadily rising. The number of women in high executive positions has risen. But some things have not changed. Yesterday, we told you about a study showing that women are not making themselves heard when men are present in the office, even if the women are at the same level of power as the men. And we asked you to tell us about the gender divide in your workplace. And we heard from Haley Dunbar, who listens on Takeaway affiliate WLJK in South Carolina and joins us from Augusta, Georgia. Haley, you're a communications manager. You have a master's degree. Why do you think it's harder for you to speak up at work?
You know, Celeste, I'm really not sure. In some cases, I think maybe it has to do with age. I am the youngest professional in the office. But even with the older women that are there in our firm, you know, it's the same thing. They all kind of sit back and wait on the guys to make decisions. And then we run around like the worker bees and actually do the work. And it's unfortunate. You know, you'd like to be a part of the strategy planning and, you know, all that good stuff, the things that you've been trained to do, the things that you have experience in doing. But the guys and the women who have been there for years treat it as if, you know, you're not supposed to be involved in that. And it's unfortunate. This is my first experience with it. So I have no idea. I mean, other than just, hey, we're the guys and we run things, you know, that kind of attitude.
You know, Haley, yesterday the author of the study said that people were more likely to view women who talk a lot as incompetent, as domineering, as unlikable. Did you have experience with that as well?
Yes, I've definitely had that experience. There's definitely been a case of, you know, people kind of, there being friction, you know, whenever I'm trying to assert myself and say, well, I think we should do it this way, or, you know, hey, I've been doing this for 12 years. I'm the only marketing person here at this level. Can we please listen to what I have to say? And they kind of treat me like, you know, oh, well, wow, you know, let's listen and see what she has to say now. It's not been very receptive. It hasn't been a positive experience. It's very unfortunate.
Now, in order to change this, though, Haley, isn't it the responsibility of you and me? I mean, in the end, isn't it only women like ourselves that can change that?
You know, Celeste, I've worked in communications for 12 years. I know those subtleties. You should, you know, in a conversation with a man, you may want to say, I think instead of I feel, those small things. It doesn't work. I mean, it hasn't worked for me, I should say. And it's difficult to make change in an environment where no one thinks there's a problem but you. I've called on past bosses, you know, former who were females who dealt with the same thing because we had the conversation, you know, when I was working for them just starting out. And so I've called on them for help. But honestly, at the end of the day, I mean, it's really frustrating and you kind of don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go next.
That's Haley Dunbar joining us from Augusta, Georgia. Excuse me. Listens on the Takeaway affiliate WLJK in South Carolina. Haley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
And we want to hear from you about the gender divide where you work. Do men speak up more than women? A listener in New York City says, in general, yes. Our chatty Kathy is actually named Charlie. And for frame of reference, I work at Fire Department New York headquarters. And a listener in Massachusetts says, I'm in the medical field. Women physicians outnumber men in my cognitive specialty, but the men do talk more. I'm not sure who's heard more then. We want to get your stories about the gender divide at work. Do men talk more than women? Are women holding their tongues? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.